After live stream, December 6, 2023.
I have a question. I was doing this meditation and contemplating, and I'm not sure even if it's a question or, but I was thinking that we can touch a tree, but we cannot touch the shadow of the tree. In this realm, in this dream, in this daydream, I can touch my body and it feels real. But that existence, that who we are, is not physically tangible. You just have to go in and feel it. And maybe this is why this at times, or many times, feels real. Because, do I make sense? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I addressed this on a walk with Sepiden Mandana. She has it. She was almost about to put it for tonight. It's a little bit shocking, but I'm sure we can handle it. It would be answer to your question.
Thank you.
The audio is on the website.
Huh?
The audio is on the website.
Oh, it is on the website.
What is it called?
That audio is called Shadow Does Not Feel Pain, Space, a Pulsing Energy, Private Conversation, November 7, 2023.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. For me, everything that feels good, that I know is good, always retracts back to you. When we did the project with Kumud, I kept thinking, like, if there wasn't a you, there wouldn't be a Sai Center, there wouldn't be a service program, there wouldn't be any of those types of things. And we got things for every person, including their wish list, three families. These are three families, each of them four or five people in a family. Even their wish list, every item they had asked for, they got. And for me, when I feel and I it's all, everything goes back to you. It's you who has taught us to share, to be kind, to be generous, to give more than we take, and to make other people happy, and to rejoice when we make other people happy. For me, all of that comes back to you. And all of you are the source of everything that is good. I wanted to say that.
Thank you. I really also learned it from Sai Baba, how much he was giving. And I think we all were giving people. It's just that we all came together to give together. And it's a good reminder as a community how well we're doing in each branch of Sai Center that has satsang, we do. It has bhajan, we do. Service, we do. So it's really nice. Thank you.
Sadhguru, I have a question. The last sentence in this meditation was something like the technology is not going to solve the problem of the misery of, you know, the human race. I think that technology is actually making it on the path to destruction, basically. We're getting worse and worse, so shall we say that unless the human race gets to realize the, what it's for, you know, this, what we've seen, I mean, with the chaos we see today is 10 times, 100 times more than a few years ago. It's just a few years ago, not too long ago.
Well, technology really was to advance researches, advance human mind. That's why it's so damaging. Because our mind is not in healing, it is in finding solution to solve the problem. And technology really comes from the mind of the man, as we all know, men. And the faster the mind of humanity works, the faster the time passes, because they're interconnected. And the faster the mind and the time goes, there is more destructive invention, because the mind is branching off in a wrong direction. But as Baba said, I remember being in India, that in the dark age of Kali Yuga, also for those that seeking freedom, the path is saved because the pressure is so high. In other words, they get a bonus for living on earth in this situation. So, yeah, I agree with you. It definitely is. Men go after comfort, right? But their comfort actually is going to bring a lot of discomfort. You know, we're happy that we can text. Well, this is one positive thing at times. Many times if you're drunk, it's not a very positive thing.
Or driving.
To text. But in the bosom of this easy texting and communicating with people, there is so much negativity also in it that we do. And we all know that. It's nothing new. The world of the mind has become very wide and very busy. And I'm sure that even if you ask a two-year-old or a 100-year-old, and in between, they will say that the time is passing really fast. It's completely attached to the mind. And that only shows that the mind of humanity is working fast. It's going much more rapidly than before. And so it's harder to slow down. If any of us get tempted daily, just know it's a collective hypnosis. But then we have to cut ourselves a slack and also come back to our source again and again and again. We have no other choice. If we don't do that, we'll be one of the insane people. Like others.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So I think is with the time being fast, as far as worldly, is the awakening also happening with that speed?
Yeah. You see, the realization we had in this lifetime to the different degrees would have taken lifetimes. You don't understand. You don't come from fear and anxiety and depression and experience silence, stillness, and freedom in one lifetime. But it is so easy for us now, because it's way of our life, we don't get it. I mean, I see people that come on this path no more than 6 months, 3 months. Why? Because that the same energy that is destructive is constructive.
That's good news.
It's a very good news.
Yeah, what's horrifying, the way, as you said, the time is flying. It is flying.
It is flying, and if I have more insight about humanity, but it would blow your mind, so I'm going to not say it. But this speed will go on for a while. When the tornado comes in a desert, it gets really bad, but afterwards you see everything as if it was dusted, nice and clean. But anyway, I'm just saying that I really don't know about dusting. I just know that the energy is moving really fast.
So there are different versions of, when is the Kali Yuga is going to end?
Mm-hmm.
And, some is that it's not too far.
Yeah, nobody knows. I use Kali Yuga not as a time bond from this to this, from the another yoga to another yoga, because I just don't go with this type of thing. It's waste of time. But to just say that right now what is happening, according to Baba, also the brightness of the sun is also very bright. You see, but when it's going to end, so many people, when I started TM, they said that the prophet, what was the name of it, is coming or is here. Some people got ready for it. I mean, it's so much assumption on no base at all. So I stay away from it.
So I have a question. What you were talking about, how fast everything is moving, is that why, since coming to you, we really feel like we died and a new incarnation took place? Sometimes when I leave your house, I feel like something died and something...
Yeah, it is. It is that, it is the divine energy that's working through us. Yes. Yes, it's very true. Like I said, all I can say that everyone's progress according to their own characteristic and personality is not normal, the progress. And that is due to the energy that is supporting us.
That you mentioned, and the Sai Baba birthday, that we find that balloon.
Yes.
You mentioned something that all of you are born today, is the birthday for all of you.
Yes.
Was that symbolic, or is it real?
I felt like we always say happy birthday. This is what I got in our walk. We always say happy birthday to Sai Baba, which is really showing gratitude. It's really meaningless. Because Baba, first of all, was not the body, and for sure is not right now, as we know it. To have that thing fallen from the sky, and me out of a blue picking it up, the first thing came is that actually divinity is saying happy birthday to us. Is celebrating us. That's the feeling I have. Whether it's right or wrong, I don't know.
Right.
Here we were preparing to have his birthday, and here the message came to us instead, to all of us, whether you were there or not.
Was a balloon that fell from the sky?
Well, we were walking in a dirt road for absolutely no reason, without my glasses, and I was looking the road, I look up, my head goes this way, and I see something in the middle of the place, silver. I said to them, what is this? They said, we don't know. So I said, I'm going to go. And usually I wouldn't go after garbage. I went there, I'm just saying, because it was such a strong prompting. I walk there, I pick it up, it says happy birthday, on Baba's birthday. So we come back and I'm holding it. First I wanted to share with you guys, then I said, no, I put it in my cave, because it's really the heart of all of us, the cave, because that's where I got so much intuition and teaching in there. And then I was talking to Cavi, and here is all around my hand, it's gone. And it was such an amazing thing. It's like I came invisibly, and now I'm gone invisibly. And we looked a little bit here, looked around, and we couldn't find it. And he says, should I go back? I said, no, just let it go. I had the string, but the balloon was into it.
You were walking with Amarasa.
Yeah.
Amarasa. Yeah,
Amarasa. Cavi wasn't.
Yeah, I knew it was somebody like Cavi.
Cavi-like.
Cavi-like.
Sacha, what was the shape of the balloon?
A heart.
It was a
heart.
Oh. Yeah, it was far away.
You know, yeah, it was
when,
far away.
You know, quite far away, you know, you
yeah.
went and got it.
I don't know, I just feel like every day, each one of us get a praise or an invisible gift or an unexpected event, good event.
Today after I was leaving the children's cabinet, the car next to me said, Sat, hi. I'm not kidding you.
So, as you know, Shams was the guru for Molavi Rumi.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't speak, you know, he taught Rumi, but he has a book called Khatase whom you might know, some of you might know. He has a saying, he says, I said in Farsi, he says, Ayyam bar shoma mubarak bad, mubarak shomaid. And that's, you know, that's...
Oh, I got goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. It's beautiful.